Welcome to the blogwithjesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that like button and I'll let others know you're enjoying the podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to become a visionary. So let's get started. Most of us have a dream, something that we want to do in life. And if that doesn't come to pass, we tend to get down. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick, Proverbs 13:12. Well, the reason your dream probably hasn't come to pass is when you have had that vision for your life, you also have to believe that vision for your life. And if you don't believe that vision for your life, what you have to do is speak that vision. And the more you speak that vision, the more you will believe that vision. And the more you believe that vision, the more you will speak that vision. The next thing you have to do is develop a plan. And some of us, our dreams are so big, we wonder, how can I ever make that work? Well, let's say you want to become a nurse. Well, many people have done that. Actually, millions of people have done that. So what you want to do is find out, where are the local nursing schools in my area? What is required to be admitted to these schools? And once I'm admitted to nursing school, do I need a study group? Do I need to find a tutor? Do I need to find some books on how to have better study habits in order to develop my plan? And before you know it, you'll be a nurse. Let's say you want to make six figures. Let's say you want to sell life insurance. You want to be a six-figure life insurance salesperson. Well, what would you have to do? You'd have to find somebody who sells life insurance who's already making six figures. Ask them how they've done that. And then you develop your plan. And some people might have bigger goals. They might want to be, let's say, the next Jeff Bezos or the next Bill Gates. Well, there's not many people out there like that. So it's going to be much harder to find somebody like that and find out how they made it happen. But what you can do a lot of times with big goals like this is think outside the box, and actually they are much easier to reach than you think. Because once you get in that position where your mind thinks outside the box, you're going to make different decisions and take certain risks that would. So if you want to become a visionary, first you have to have a vision. Next you have to believe in the vision. And lastly, you have to have a plan. And if you follow that path, before you know it, you will be living the life of your dreams. Now, I never like to close a podcast without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer at me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for blogwithjesus.com.